Well, another sip of coffee, and we'll be ready for our day, I think. Good morning, and welcome to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. I'm Mike Austin, and she is...
Lisa
Austin, my lovely big-haired wife. We could do like a real cutesy thing like on radio. Hey, it's Mike.
And Lisa.
Or not.
Yeah.
Nah, probably not. Okay, well, welcome anyway. Good morning and welcome. It's Wednesday, July the 15th. Coming up today, we're going to have another section of a segment of the Word of the Day, the Latin Word of the Day with Father Joseph Wood, etymologist. And boy, he knows a lot.
He does.
I just love hearing him dig into these words.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose is not to teach Latin, because we don't, this is... Latin extra light is what we're doing. But it's interesting to find out where our words come from, because as Lisa says, words have meaning.
They do.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
I just like to know the history of words, and it's interesting to me. And so Father Wood will be along today in just a few minutes here with another segment of the Latin Word of the Day. It reminds me of Therese last night right after dinner, or at the dinner table. She brought up
the word goodbye.
Right. And it's not, the Latin root or anything like that. But what did she say? The word goodbye, she read, was it in her Crusader book or was it her
Catholic National Reader?
Catholic National Reader, right. What did they say?
Said something to the point where goodbye actually means
God be with you.
God be with you.
If you ever wonder where the word goodbye, God be with you. Why would we say goodbye? Goodbye, B-Y-E. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
You have a goodbye. By and by the way, I never thought about it.
Right.
And what it is it's a simplification of the phrase, God be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
That's cool.
So anyway, this is what we're talking about with the Latin Word of the Day, when it breaks it down and you see the origin of words and stuff. Father Wood will be along a little later on. Also, we're going to have a little website explanation, because we've had some questions come up about the website and what we do. What we have, like the prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can explain some of that. We will have more prayers here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. If you say prayers, if you there's a prayer you would like to hear, like you would like us to say. Now, we have the Anima Christi and a few others now. If you feel the urge, you can record it even into your smartphone, your voice recorder, your memo, voice memo thing in your smartphone, and send it off to us in an MP3 format, and we'd be glad to, look at it. I can fix it up here, take any, bumps and bruises out of it, and beef it up, and, put some nice music behind it. We rotate those throughout the day, so that's that. We're going to talk a little family again today, and the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home. And Lisa has the book that we used. And if you haven't done this, and I know many people have, but if you haven't done this, this is urged all the time by our priests from the pulpit. And so we're going to kind of explore that a little bit in our next segment, because we've got Saint of the Day coming up and all that. But I found this. I thought this was interesting and kind of funny. I always like to have a little funny thing here in the first segment. All right. How do you know you come from a big family? Now, we have big Catholic families.
We do.
Thank God.
Yes.
And so it's always fun to watch as the, my sister calls the Catholic buses pull
okay.
up.
Okay, yeah.
The big vans.
Uh-huh.
So this is some of the ways you know you're from a big Catholic family.
Okay.
I guess this would be for non-homeschoolers. Every teacher you've ever had compared you to a long list of your older siblings. These kind of go together. Here's the ones I like. Your parents call you by your siblings' names more than your own. Or your parents have forgotten your name at least once or twice.
Yeah.
Now try growing up with three older sisters.
Ooh.
I was called Kathy, Debbie, Vicky, then Michael.
Oh, complex?
A little. Need some therapy. How do you know you're from a big, I would say, Catholic family? Your family owned at least one minivan. And finally, allowance doesn't exist for you.
Yes.
But you definitely have chores. There you go.
There you go.
And how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? That's why we do this day in history.
Any day in history.
Day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today is July the 15th. It's a Wednesday. It is the 196th day of the year of our Lord, 2015. And there are 169 days remaining until the end of the year. This is the day in 1099. The city of Jerusalem was captured by Christian forces during the First Crusade.
In 1205, Pope Innocent III states Jews are doomed to perpetual servitude and subjugation due to the crucifixion of Jesus.
This is the day in 1207 that King John of England expelled Canterbury monks for supporting Archbishop of Canterbury Stephen Langton. Let me tell you about Stephen Langton real quick. He was a cardinal. And he was the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he got in this big dispute with King John and Pope Innocent III over his election. He was a major factor in the crisis producing the Magna Carta in 1215. Anyway, the king proclaimed as public enemy anyone who recognized Stephen as Archbishop. On July the 15th, 1207, he was expelled along with the Canterbury monks who were in favor of Stephen. So there you go.
And on this day in 1799, the Rosetta Stone is found in the Egyptian village of Rosetta.
Dang.
By French Captain Pierre François.
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 Hello.
Bouchard.
Bouchard.
Bouchard. During Napoleon's Egyptian campaign.
There you go.
I murdered it.
And we're talking Rosetta Stone, the actual Rosetta Stone, not the software that teaches you new languages. Thank you. They didn't discover software in Egypt in 1799. 1823, a fire destroyed the ancient Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Rome, and now you know where you have been. Timed that just right, didn't I?
You're good.
Yeah. Hey, say that again.
You're good.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my lovely wife Lisa will now tell you.
You're good.
Thank you. We're going to do this and come back here. We're going to talk about your family and being enthroning your home, the Sacred Heart. All right, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home. There we go. I got it right.
You got it right.
All right, let's do Saint of the Day and more. We'll be back. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Media and Magnificat Radio. It's your morning tradition because we are
living our faith.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Magnificat Radio here on MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin, and I thought I'd start with a little more
sacred music.
Sacred music, yeah. A little more liturgical for what we're going to talk about. We talk about living our faith here on Magnificat Radio. Our whole mission, that's our mission statement, living our faith, and to go boldly as St.
Joan said.
St. Joan said. And so we wanted to talk today about, we've been talking a lot about family, and one of the things that you can do, if you haven't done so already, is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home. And so the book that we have, and you can get these books anywhere, you can get them, ask Father if you don't have them at your chapel. It's the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. It's a red book. Mm-hmm. And it's a brief ceremony. And so we just wanted to go through what it is entailing, what you do, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home, and just to kind of go through it. First of all, why? You do this, and the reason being is because you want to enthrone the Sacred Heart in your home. The family is the microcosm of humankind. It is the beginning of society.
It says in the book, it's the social cell.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I should just let you read the book because it's going to say it much better than I can. But the family, it's the social cell. And so you want to enthrone the Sacred Heart within those walls, your castle, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What does it say there at the beginning?
Well, first it asks the question, what is the enthronement? And it is a crusade to establish the social reign of the Sacred Heart in society through the family, which is the social cell. It is based on our Lord's statement to St. Margaret Mary, I will reign through my heart. It is an organized campaign to restore Christ to the family and the family to Christ. It is the answer to the question, what can we do to save the family?
I love that. And how apropos on this, the anniversary of the city of Jerusalem being retaken by Christian forces and during the Crusades. It is a crusade. We're waging a crusade.
Right.
And so the enthronement. So we wanted to go through some of the sections of this book. Again, it's the book, The Enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the Home. It's a red book. You know it well. Maybe.
Well, a lot of people, they ask, how does the enthronement restore Christ to the family anyway?
Right.
You know, how does that happen? Well, what the book says, it says that the enthronement begins with a beautiful and impressive ceremony in the home itself, in the presence of the priest who presides at the ceremony. The family publicly and solemnly acknowledges that Christ is the King and loving master of its home. This is done by having the head of the family install a picture or statue of the Sacred Heart in the place of honor, in the principal room of the home as on a throne, hence the word enthronement. Mm-hmm. After the solemn acknowledgement of the sovereign rights of Christ the King over the family, the members consecrate themselves to the Sacred Heart. Thereby, they pledge themselves to live as though the Sacred Heart were actually dwelling in the midst as he did at Nazareth, treating him as an intimate member of the family, as a friend and brother.
And I will say this, once you do the enthronement and you have that statue or picture, we happen to have a picture, although we're looking for a statue.
Yeah,
I'd like to find a really, what you want a specific height, don't you want to?
Yeah, well, our Blessed Mother and Joseph, they're like, I don't know, 24 inches. And I can't find a 24-inch statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Oh, there you go. We just put it out there.
I don't want him to be lower than...
Right. Well, we can put him on a pedestal, which is what we have.
Could.
We have like a little pedestal. You know, we made sort of a pedestal. We have like this box that's covered with this blue fabric. And we have a nice antique round table in the corner that it's on and stuff. But we were going to go through... and talk a little bit about the enthronement. Mike and Lisa Austin here. It's Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. We welcome you to the halfway point of your work week. Thanks for joining us. This is the kind of stuff we talk about here, living your Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing you want to do is choose a day to do the enthronement. This is not just one of those things where you just do, okay, let's do some quick blessing prayers, we throw some salt around or something. You choose a day that's commemorative, something that maybe the mom and dad's anniversary, maybe...
Feast day.
Your feast day, something that you are going to remember, because this is a special day. Treat it as such, mm-hmm. and don't just do it. Don't just throw it out there.
Right.
And then...
Right, because there is preparation.
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
Go ahead.
All right, so, well, I'm just paraphrasing the book. You can read from the book if you want, but what you want to do is you choose that day so that everyone knows you've got plenty of time. What do they suggest? How much time, lead-up time?
Well, they said you can have 3 days or you can have 9 days.
All right.
But the more that you prepare for this, the greater the blessing on the family. Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
All right, there's a lot of instruction in this book. It's a little pamphlet kind of a book, but boy, mm-hmm. is it full of good information. So... The enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home. So you've chosen a day. It's a special day. Then what? Well, invite your neighbors. Invite your family members. Tell them there's going to be a big dinner. And do have a big mm-hmm. a big feast. And obviously,
have them come witness it, because maybe if they're witnessing what you're doing, maybe it will plant a seed and they'll do it too.
Living our faith by example. Right.
Right.
And if they are already, you know, good practicing traditional Catholics, maybe you just share then. That's fine. But to get ready, you don't just do it. And of course, Father is going to be coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime Father comes to your home, that's a big deal.
Sure it is.
So you prepare 3-9 days to make sure the children understand what this ceremony is going to be. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to take all day long. The ceremony isn't, but...
Even the preparation. There's a preparatory prayer, and then you do the Litany of the Sacred Heart. That's basically about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that you prepare for it spiritually, the better the blessings will be.
Yeah. And Father does he sprinkle holy water? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's holy water. And
right. Father Hegenberger was at ours, and yeah, he brought his holy water, and that he actually then blessed our whole house.
Well, I wanted to bring that up. Father Hegenberger, who is overseas, I think he's in Switzerland. God love you. Father Hegenberger, we pray for you every day. He really, when we were building this house where we are right now, we built this recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Without this in mind, we had no idea we were going to be doing this at the time.
No.
But Father came over and he wanted to see, and I'm not going to do his German accent, but, what are you doing? What is this? And he wanted to know all about what we record, how we do it, what we do. And he blessed the studio.
He did.
This studio was blessed by Father Hagenberger's fantastic day. And the whole house. He went around room to room.
Yes, he did.
And so this is kind of what happens. You enthrone your home or the Sacred Heart in your home. This is kind of all part of it. And then we had a feast. We had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Father read to the children, I think. Was that the day?
No, that was a different day.
Okay. Well, he was here a couple of times, so there you go.
Yeah.
But so the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home. This is a good place to start.
It's very important if you want to save your family. That's the whole essence of enthroning the Sacred Heart to your home, save your family.
One of the things I like about that is they say, okay, so in a special prominent place in the main room of the home, have the statue, have the picture, whatever, and Dad, me, the head of the house, does the actual physical placement.
Yeah.
That thing is there every day for you to look at. It's where we see our rosary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a focal point, a touchstone for the whole family to gather around.
Mm-hmm.
And it remains there. It's a big deal. We do our holy hours in front of our Lord right there. Yep. Our Lord's picture, the Sacred Heart
with Jesus.
I say my prayers in the morning before I leave for work. All alone. It's quiet. No one's up. It's dark.
Yeah.
And I sit in the living room, and I'm in front of, and we have some candles, too, and things like that. So what else did we have? We're running short on time. I want to make sure we get everything in.
I think we got it.
All right. Do this. If you haven't done it, by all means, do it. And if you have done it, like we forgot a few things, grab these red books and go back and read. Because sometimes it's easy to go, okay, well, let's say our rosary in front of the Sacred Heart. Okay, let's go. You know what I mean? You forget the solemnness. You forget the weight that this carries when you enthrone the Sacred Heart in your home. And make sure all the children understand it, too. Mike and Lisa Austin, we are here on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate you listening to us. And we're going to take a break and come back and talk with Father Joseph Wood about the Latin word of the day. Give you a little something to take out with you. And again, remember, you will hear this show directly as soon as this hour is up. We'll play it again. And then later on this afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Time, thereabouts, it will play again. So thank you for being here at Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. Your morning tradition, living our faith.